Okay, thank you very much indeed. That's really enlightening and lots of practical experiences. So questions from the floor. Gentleman in the green top, please.
Bob Wilson, some of the things that you're designing for this. Is that too broad a question?
It's a very broad question. It goes into all sorts of detail, and it's full of pictures of the existing village. It talks about views, entrance views to the village, views out of the village. It talks about the conservation area, specific things to the conservation area. And then it talks about and gives examples of different types of design on in housing areas. So, for instance, should you have housing areas that have boundary walls, or should it be open plan? Where, how should that be different in different parts of the village? It talks about positioning of garages, about whether they should be, there's an example here, where the garage is sufficiently close to the road that you can't park a car on the drive. Right? There's all that sort of detail. If you go to our parish council website, you'll see something that says open neighbourhood plan 2024. If you follow that up, these documents are available online, so you can have a look. Within the documents, all the references are URLs. They're clickable. So if you've got a PDF copy of this, you can click on those, and all the background information is also on a parish website and will just come up when you click on it. So you're very welcome to have a look. And you know, the more people that look, will count the clicks and all that sort of thing. It's all good stuff.
Can I just add to that?
Yeah, please do.
There is a design guide, and within our document, it's a nice picture. That's available online, and there's a lot of background for that. It's a very, very good reference point. So if you're going to produce design codes, I would suggest you start there. We've tried to structure ours generally around that pretty picture there. It's very helpful in the whole document. You'll see it online if you go up and get it. But it's a national design guide.
Yeah, I should say John put a lot of effort. He was the lead on the design guide, and our planning consultant said it's excellent. So,
so we've got a real good verification there. Gentleman here on the right.
So, a bomber at Burton Overick. We had the design guide ourselves recently, produced by the professional, the Dane Conference. We were very pleased with it. So, and it's in conference with Benny, so that's the route I was recommend going. My question was, I believe you said you had a site assessment study from State Farm.
Yeah.
Could you tell us what process your parish council went through to actually decide eventually as to which sites on the Acorn list were going to be recommended to actually put forward for development in North Park?
Yes, and it's all in the book. And there is a separate, the information about how we decided on the sites we have decided to allocate is also repeated in the neighbourhood plan, but in total there were 11 sites. There were a number of sites that came through the Sheila. When we held our stakeholders meeting, there were a number of other local landowners who came along to the stakeholders meeting and said, I'd be interested in something like that. So we picked up a few more sites then, and there were other people who came to us in other various ways. So although there were six, John will correct me if I get my numbers wrong here, although we had six sites from Sheila, we actually ended up with 11 sites being offered. Okay, so we then contracted ACOM to do a site assessment of those 11 sites. Of those 11 sites, five of them were regarded by ECOM as being not developable, so they were out. That left us with six. With the remaining six, they were actually graded in various ways by ECOM. They used a traffic light system. And so in our assessment, if I can You're not going to see this page. But basically, there is a page here, and there's the Sheila assessment of the site, the ACOM assessment of the site. These are just the sort of the summary assessments. The full assessment is also on our data evidence base and available in the public domain. Then there's also the community questionnaire assessment down there as well. And then there's a paragraph explaining what the combined view on all that data is, and then a recommendation at the bottom, which is basically develop what you're wrong. Okay.
Was that recommendation achieved by the vote at the parish council?
No. And it was approved by the parish council, but the discussion and the background manipulating all the information required and so on was done by the working party. Okay? Because if it had been done by the parish council at a parish council meeting, it would have taken days. Yeah?
Can I just add in that the neighbourhood and working party has all parish council members on it, but don't turn up, but nevertheless they are part of it, along with
Absolutely. Yeah. So the parish councillors get all the paperwork.
So they
see it all, and they can see how it's developing. They can have an input if they want to, wherever. But they do have other stuff to do as well.
The other question, gentlemen, back in the middle there.
Before the husband, why did that get so much step? Such a major thing.
So,
say that again. Why did you get so out of step?
Number one is that we had 115 houses built from the planning applications which were granted while we were doing the first plan. There were an extra 150 houses built, and the shape of the village actually changed because of them being built. The second consequence of that, of course, was also that the population has changed. So instead of being 1,500, we're now closer to 2,000, and that produces some different strains on facilities and other things in the village. But largely, apart from that, it was just that the databases that we were, our evidence base for the old plan, was now very out of date because of those extra 150 houses.
Okay. We hadn't anticipated that 50 houses in the original plan.
Well, in the original plan, we didn't have any allocation of land because they already had the planning permission. Okay. But they weren't built at that time. So it's something that it must be a danger for any neighbourhood plan that you could have, you could have planning applications granted and planning going ahead and other things happening while you're in the process of producing the plan.
When, from memory, when Houghton were doing their first plan, they had three sites which they would have liked to have allocated at the time. We were working in pre-local plans, so it's pre-2019. There was planning applications were applied for by a developer. They were going through the planning process. They were granted permission because there was no reason not to. We didn't have a five-year supply. So I think, Ian, you probably say Houghton's original plan got almost superseded before it was adopted. So there was this scenario that had occurred where you'd had the sites in the plan. They got developed, so you actually took them out, the examiner took them out. So it started off from a place from that respect where it was probably behind the curve, and then coming to this review, I think you doing any review, you look at what the plan has done, policies you've got, have they worked, have they not worked, are the changes that you want to make, how substantial they're going to be. And when you've done that, you can then decide what level of modifications that you want to do. And obviously, I think that the levels have been so substantial for Houghton that they will go through examination and referendum. And they know that. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a criticism of the plan. It is just the way it is.
Can I just add one thing to that? Houghton has distribution of houses by number of bedrooms, which is not consistent with Harbour's objective distribution size of dwelling. We have three applications that Matt just talked about. There were far too many four plus bedroom houses built that's distorted the housing mix within the village. So to the extent that we're trying in the new plan to address that, we can only address it to a certain degree, but we've had discussions with developers about the size of dwellings they would propose if they were submitting an application. And all of them have actually been quite understandable about what we're trying to agree, and they have said at this stage, well, we didn't know when they finalised their application, but have agreed at this stage that they will reduce the number of the large dwellings because they understand from all the consultations, from Econ, from the Future Bushware and so on, Houghton needs to get more smaller properties and fewer large properties. Whether they'll build any bungalows, who knows, we keep pushing the bungalows. So that was another reason we were put out of step by the developers, actually. Not actually, we got out of step. They put us out of step.
Yeah, right. Can I just say one other
yes.
thing?
Yes.
Something else which I didn't feel, but have you thought about the census, 2021 census? You can go to the census and you can get it to print out a page of key data about your particular parish. And it's ever so useful because it's totally defendable on any sort of basis. It's just objective data. And Houghton is a rather strange place because we have very, very high proportion of old people, like the three of us from the neighbourhood working class in here. We have a very, very high proportion of four-bedroom houses because there are lots of these old people who moved in 40 years ago with their kids and all the rest of it. And we have a very high percentage of under-occupancy houses because of that, and I don't think that's probably too unusual in villages surrounding Leicester. You know, it's a common problem, and one of the things that we are trying to address, not solve, is to try and change the balance of our housing mix to make it more sensible. So a lot of us old people, the large houses that are owned by downsize, that kids actually have somewhere that they can actually live in the same village, they can buy a house that's affordable at the same time. So we are actually trying to address those things as well.
Right, we're about to run up to time now. So if there's no other questions, shall we draw to a close? Thank you, Ian. Thank you, John, very much for coming along and giving us questions. Thank you. Thank you all of you too for giving up Saturday mornings and coming along. I hope you found it interesting. I think I've recorded everything. They will be those recordings will be on the website, and I'll send out to all the parish councils the links to that so that you can all see. All of the presentations will be on the website as well, so you'll have those available to you as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
So, my apologies. The technology.
You still get some days near it. I want to have this or find it something else in it that I mentioned.